Paragraph Mem Hey, Rabbi Mazal says, we know that there are two terms that many people consider similar, whereas in actuality, they're as far apart as they can possibly be. One term is atzvus, which means depression, hopelessness, and the other term is lev nishbar, brokenheartedness. In this paragraph, Mem Hey 45, Rabbi Mazal says, the way that you can tell whether what you're experiencing is lev nishbar or atzvus is that following lev nishbar comes simcha. When a person is brokenhearted, when a person's feeling small, when a person's feeling unaccomplished, when a person's feeling unworthy, but not in a way that leads them to be hopeless or angry or negative, but rather in a way to reach out for help. They're reaching out, they're screaming, Hashem, help me. I see that I can't help myself. I see that I'm so far. I see that I tried so many times and I'm not succeeding, so obviously I need help. I need your help. I need the tzaddikim to help me. So Rabbi Mazal says that lev nishbar, when a person goes through a period of lev nishbar, whether it's a few minutes or a few hours, it'll lead to simcha, to happiness, to an optimism, to a confidence. Confidence in Hashem, confidence in myself, optimistic, things will be good. Things are good, they're going to be better. Everything could turn around, everything could be fixed. And this is a way that a person can tell if they had lev nishbar and not that other thing, which is considered to be one of the worst states of mind or heart that a Jew could possibly have, which is chas v'shalom lo aleinu atzvus, marashkora, depression, hopelessness, pessimism, negativity.